So I'm here at the Riga Stratcom conference with Edward Lucas, who's been here for several years now and was holding one of the key panels yesterday. Just what are your general impressions this year, Edward? It seems to grow and become a little bit more significant each year.
Yeah, I think this is it's turned into a sort of really heavyweight event, and I think the fact they were able to get the top China expert from New Zealand and the most prominent China expert from Australia over here for a not even for a main panel, for a side panel, shows the sort of pulling power, which is very good. And the fact that the focus has broadened out from Russia to China, we have lots of Singaporeans have come at the and the Indians and so on. So it feels like a global event that's looking at a global problem rather than a sort of Latvian backyard event looking at the Latvian backyard. And that's very good. I always have a slight criticism of these conferences. I would like to see more actually about Latvia. Obviously we get that more at Riga conference, but a lot of people come here either because they like Latvia or they want to know more about it. And I would have, if I was the Latvian government, I'd have at least had some exhibitions and things like that to give people some basic sort of idea about what's going on, and or indeed the new government programme, which is very interesting. And so I slightly missed that, but that's a regular niggle.
You mentioned China, but it seems that now that the conference has a little bit of a track record, being a few years old, it seems that things which you, for example, were talking about 2-3 years ago, such as deep fakes, which was a sort of a bit of a side issue, is now firmly centre stage and everyone's talking about it. I mean, how do you see these issues, an issue such as that, maturing in the discussion?
I think that it's... Yes, we have. I mean, it's gone from when you say deep fakes, people say what? And people thinking that AI is Amnesty International. I think the conversation has moved on a bit. I still think we're very backward looking, and I think we're sort of still worried. We still think there's a problem called fake news. It's a fairly new problem that the way to deal with it is fact checking. I mean, these kind of. It's like discussing cavalry tactics, which are interesting for military historians. You can learn something, but it's not the main thing. I don't think I'm the thing I'm hearing now, which I've been banging on for a couple of years, and is now just coming into the frame, is cognitive hacking. And I think we'll. And I'm sorry, we haven't had more about things like the brain-machine interface. And we just began to touch on it with the idea that we're moving away from screens and phones to glasses and earpieces. But I think that the direct connection between the brain and the computer and the whole world of implants and sort of biohumans is going to be extremely... it's a massive expansion of the attack surface for our adversaries. Also gives us more capabilities. So I hope we get into that in the... future conferences, to which I hope I'll be invited.
Well, I mean, you do attend quite a few of these, whether as participant or as one of the audience. What I always want to ask people is, how frequently do you encounter something new? Because the cynic might say, well, this is just the sort of same old people showing up, parading their pre-prepared views. Do you really encounter new things, new stimulation?
Well, I think that whether you find out something new is not just a question of what's going around you, it's what's happening in your brain. So that's why people go to art galleries and look at the same pictures again and again, and you may spot something. So I think even chewing on familiar themes, I'll often have a new idea, and I'm not sure that's necessarily due to the conference organisers. It may be just that I've suddenly worked something out. So it's a stimulus to thought. I think it's always good to get a chance to meet people, and some of the most important discussions are not in the conference. I just know that, for example, Anne-Marie Brady is coming here from New Zealand. I'm not going to New Zealand anytime soon, and she's not going to Britain, so having a chance to talk to her, so that's always very valuable. I think that if you have my sort of very fine focus interest in the Baltics, just noticing quite small details of how a particular politician is talking, or that a particular agency seems to be having success, or a ministry is having success in getting some bright people and sending them to conferences, and that someone else has got really lamentable presentation skills and doesn't seem to have learned from the car crash from last year. These are all quite useful little bits of a mosaic, although it's a mosaic that probably only sort of Baltic obsessives like me would find interesting.